We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A while since we talked to our next guest, friend of the program, also UNO men's basketball head coach, Mark Schlesinger. Coach, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, guys. Unbelievable night tonight in New Orleans basketball. I'm at Stallings Recreation Center on St. Claude in the Bywater. The Pontchartrain Patriots have their first game of the year. 9 and 10 year old basketball from Nord is off and running tonight. And Bubba is their game just started. It was 4-4 when I stepped out. So it's going to be a big night. Willie Hall won the game before us. So great basketball kicking off. But hey, we had supper. We had gumbo before we came. And the big nice. The big topic of supper was he wanted me to ask. He's so worried, Bobby, about the quarterback situation with the Saints. He goes, Daddy, ask Mr. Bobby, are we going to draft another quarterback? We get one, what are we doing? He's dying.
We were just talking about it during the break.
I just don't know. I don't know whether it be like a Russell Wilson, an Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. I just don't know what's going to come about. But, like Bubba, to support him – and where he's at, Schles, I really appreciate, getting involved with your family and to him to be a big part of basketball that you love. And, boy, Schles, I got to be honest. I thought, okay, you play in Nickel State, considering their pre-Southland Conference schedule, the success or the competitive atmosphere that they've been involved with. And then the bottom line is that was a convincing win against them. I mean, so what was it, coaching or the players? What did you do to work out that magical formula?
It wasn't coaching. You know that. We've known each other too long. It wasn't coaching. Maybe my assistant coaching coaches did it. They did it. But I tell you, our guys are really starting to come together. You know, we had a good influx of new guys. Sometimes it just takes a minute to gel. You know, we missed a good bit in December where we had three games canceled on us for other teams having COVID. We lost a big chunk of that time in December. But, you know, we went off to that preseason tip-off tournament that the league put on this year, which was a great experience. And the guys really gelled. It was a very positive run for us. And they're locked in. You know, we got two of the premier guards in our league, and six-year guy, and Derek St. Hilaire has been player of the week in the league and player of the year in the state, or player of the week in the state. And Troy Green, East St. John product, grew up in St. Rose and the New Orleans kid, and he was player of the week this week and player of the week in the state this week. And those two guys are the gas in our motor, man. They're so good, and they're just so seasoned, and they play with such poise. They came in and defended. Now, they both scored at a high level, but they defended and rebounded at a high level. And that was the key to our victory, was being able to play Nichols. And Nichols has got a great team, and Austin's done a phenomenal job there, as always. And you know, being from down there, you know those guys.
Yeah.
And they've done a phenomenal job. But our guys just played so hard, and they played such a great team game. It was fun to watch. We had a great atmosphere in Lakefront Arena. We had the St. Aug. Marching 100 there, doing the game with us, and it was a great atmosphere.
Now, Coach Les, you talk about Troy Green, and you know, when you want a player to step up. But, you know, when you're playing defensive basketball or when you're attacking the basket, but can you make there's a reason why they call it free throws. Can you make your free throws? To me, it's unbelievable when I look at a game and what occurred is that when you had the charity line, can you make your free throws? And I think that that's going to be significant going forward.
Yeah, the last two games, you know, we played another team. You're familiar with the Demons in the third game of that tournament. And then we played Nichols. And so the two games we made combined between the two, we were 22 for 30 in each of those two games from the foul line. So we were 44 for 60 over two. And they shot a combined 19 free throws in those two games. And when we've been really good at UNO over the last decade, we've dominated the foul line. And it's twofold. You think that's an offensive statistic, but when you dig down analytically for us and how we play, it really means we're defending at a high level. We're
right.
Pressuring, but not fouling. You know, people don't understand that useless foul you pick up at the 16-24 mark. That gets them one closer to the bonus. And those add up over the course of time, especially for a team like us. He doesn't shoot a ton of threes, not because I don't want to. I'd love to jack tons of threes, but we just don't have enough shooters to do it. So strategically, it just doesn't make sense for us. So anytime we can get to the line and make more than our opponent's attempt, analytically, we win like 90% of those games or higher. So that's a huge stat for us, kind of like the turnover, you know, the plus minus you talk about all the time with the Saints. It's the same thing for us. That one statistic is a huge tell for us.
Now, you know, when you look at Coach Lesh and how the Southland Conferences are structured now, how significant it is that the bottom line is that you could play in the postseason and bottom line represent the Southland Conference. You look at Nicholls State, Southeastern, where they're at right now. You look at McNeese. I mean, there's still high-level basketball played in the Southland Conference. Now, teams change and all that, but I still think that's a big feather in your cap if you can win the Southland Conference and go in the postseason NCAA tournament.
It's huge. It's the whole thing. You know, there's not many leagues outside of the Power Five that are going to have more than one team. That's just the facts of where it's at in 2022. And so being able to prep everything that you do. So we had a three-game, what they call a tournament, MTE tournament this year at home, three games in 3 days. That was a preparation. This tip-off tournament for us was a preparation all for March, for getting ready for that tournament in March.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a winner-take-all, and there's so much that goes into that. So we have to be prepared to do it. But I want people to understand, if you're not going and watching college basketball this year in the state of Louisiana, you're missing out on seeing some of the best guards that you'll see in a long time.
Coach, I was going to go there with you. I was going to go there with you because Louisiana, obviously, football is top dog. But just talk about just how good competition is at the collegiate level in the men's game in this state.
Oh, it's unbelievable. If you're just looking at our league alone, Troy Green and Derek Sainer there are two phenomenal, like once in a decade guards. Then you go to what they have over at Nichols, and he was playing at a level that was as good as anybody before Christmas. We're about to play Keon Clergeau at Southeastern, who is a Memphis and Boston College transfer that's at Southeastern.
Right.
And he's a phenomenal guard. Like, you know, then you go to Northwestern State, they've got Brian White and the kid from Baton Rouge State. They've got tons of guys. Everybody has two just phenomenal guards. McNeese has two. So, I mean, just outside of LSU, I mean, you're going to go see great guard play every night. And if people don't go out and just go see a game, the great part about living here is nobody's more than an hour from the Division I school in the entire state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
And you got a chance to go see Division I basketball at any point. And you can go do it, I think, at the best place in the state at Lakefront Arena. But you can go anywhere and see great college basketball on any given night. For us, it's Thursdays and Saturdays. But other leagues, it's different nights.
Well, you know, Coach Lesh, St. Hilaire, I mean, it's like, oh, my God. I mean, I don't know. He's smooth as silk. He could jack it up. If that dude was 6'5", for sure, he'd be like an NBA player. Now, overachiever, however you describe him. That cat's as good as it gets.
He's so special. And, you know, the dunk, I don't know how it didn't make SportsCenter Top 10 the other night. Where he did the windmill on the breakaway, you know, with a guy on him. And for 6 foot, he's a high flyer, but he can shoot it from deep. He's so uber competitive. Like, he is an ultra competitor. And sometimes he'll take a shot, contested shot, that somebody doesn't think is a good shot or maybe viewed as some shot, but he's just so competitive. Like, he thinks he can make that shot just like the quarterback thinks he's going to deliver that throw. He has so much confidence.
It's like Pat Mahomes.
Correct. But he puts the time in. Nobody, Troy and him, nobody puts more time in the gym than those two guys. I mean, he's in the gym 2 or 3 times a day. And he's a graduate student about to finish. He's in his last semester of his graduate degree. Like he's what college athletics is about. This guy's going to walk out of college with 2 degrees. You know, he wants to get into coaching and athletic administration after his professional career is over. Man, I'm lucky to do the job I do.
Mark Schlesinger, you know, men's basketball coach. Always a pleasure, man. Go watch some more basketball with your kids, all right?
And now, you know, Slesh, I'm busy during the week, but I'm going to see you on Saturday.
I can't wait. I appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
All right.
All right, we'll wrap up Sports Talk next here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.